The second mistake when it comes to approaching the inner child is to either be scared of it or to blame it. A lot of people do acknowledge, yes, I do have a younger self inside, but it's actually that part of me that holds me back. It's that part of me that makes me feel weak or makes me feel anxious, and I really don't like this part of me. Or maybe they feel that all these emotions connected to the inner child are just something from the past and we should be over by now. And they don't want to feel them. They don't want to feel the pain. They don't want to open Pandora's box. They don't want to think about what happened to them. They just want to leave it in the past and ignore that there may be still the need or the confusion of inner child knocking at their door. And so when we blame, there is a lot of rejection. And when we are afraid, there is a lot of resistance to connecting to the inner child. And that creates like a conflict, like a tug of war. So on the one hand, you have a part of your subconscious, you know, really begging you to pay attention. And it comes up with pretty intense messages, which often are emotional messages, you know, the anxiety, the nightmares, that, you know, those patterns where you just irrationally respond in ways that you feel like, you know, that's not me. That's something way back. That's not who I want to be. This is not how I want to be seen at. But it's still there. It wants definitely for you to look at that part of you. And then there is, you know, of course, the other side that just says, I should fight it. I should suppress this part of me. I should get over it. Someone even said, I'm going to visualize burying this part of me in a graveyard and this way get rid of it. Of course, it doesn't work this way. I mean, the inner child is a part of us. And if we want to get rid of a part of us, we automatically lose our wholeness. So rather than having all this negativity towards the inner child, we need to just switch gears and ask ourselves, what does this child need? This is not the child's fault that it's still somehow dealing with all these emotions and beliefs and somehow is still not feeling at ease. It's not the child's fault that it doesn't trust the adult self. It's not the child's fault that it still tries to protect us by pulling us into invisibility when it feels unsafe, or going into the neediness of wanting approval and avoiding rejection when there is some kind of an insecurity triggered, or trying to be really the best in school, just like it was, you know, early on, because that's how it got love and attention. All those things we don't really like about ourselves, it's not the child's fault. But it's our responsibility to find out what is really causing these patterns and how can we help this part of us overcome them. So what does the child need? What is it really, what happened that made it this way? And what does it try to tell us with all of those messages and emotional knockings on the door? And when we really just open our mind to be more neutral and maybe a little bit more compassionate towards the inner child, just like we would probably have compassion towards a child that cries, all of a sudden there is a link, there is a connection that you make, and that is how you can start a dialogue. By the way, there is a meditation that I just uploaded on the YouTube channel on how to meet, or, you know, meeting your inner child, and it guides you through a process to meet that part of you that wants your attention. So if you have a hard time just doing it spontaneously, this meditation can certainly help you to get there. So check it out.